Also, active citizens may pursue agendas that are self-serving and not in the broader public interest. My neighbors and I might resist development that blocks our view of the water, but that development might in fact be beneficial to thousands of other residents. Some of the most active citizen movements have arisen over efforts to prevent change in a community, even when changes can be beneficial. Affluent communities are known to resist provisions for more affordable housing, for example. All communities tend to protest such facilities as homeless shelters. I was shocked to hear some of my neighbors voicing opposition to county plans to turn a nearby sewage treatment plant into a regional park. You'd think this would be a good thing, but my neighbors somehow believe that a park will bring traffic and crime. Planners have come up with some amusing terms to describe resistance to needed projects. You may be familiar with NIMBY, not in my backyard. My favorite is BANANA, build absolutely nothing anywhere near anything. In summary, we can't assume that all citizen participation is positive or widely beneficial. Sometimes planners are in the difficult position of trying to identify and advocate for proposals that are broadly beneficial despite the opposition of well-organized groups.